And up ahead of that, Kolar's One More Thrill featuring Rob Kolar and Lauren Brown, the husband and wife duo behind the band He's My Brother, She's My Sister. And that's the new single. Again, it's called One More Thrill. And the full-length album is due out in February 2017, and the Kolar's will be playing at Brighton Music Hall on October 13th. Built to Spill, up ahead of that, Center of the Universe from the 99 album, Keep It Like a Secret. Those guys will be at the Paradise here in Boston October 3rd. Now, they put on a great show. I do suggest you go and check those guys out. And kicking off the set with brand new music, Thaddeus Anna Green, a track called In Vain. That's the latest single from the Cleveland band. And we have a post up on Music Savage if you want to hear that again or check out some more information about Thaddeus Anna Green. You can go over to MusicSavage.com. You can find us on Facebook by just typing in Music Savage. And we are also on the Twitter, like everybody else, at Music Savage. All right, kids, it's the second hour of the Music Savage Show, and I'm going to get back into it with some beautiful new music from Regina Spektor. She has a new album coming out. It's called Remember Us to Life, and it's out on September 30th. Here's the latest single from Regina Spektor.
All my love in black and white on this car. Always
91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, The Music Savage Show. That was music right there from Ride, a track called Vapor Trail from their debut album, Nowhere. Up ahead of that, Eternal Summers, a track called Together or Alone from the band's fourth album, which is really, really fantastic. It's called Gold and Stone. XTC, up ahead of that, the ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead from Nonesuch. Shopping, In Other Words, off the London band's album Consumer Complaints. And kicking off the set, beautiful new music from Regina Spektor. New single is called Black and White, and that is coming off of the upcoming album Remember Us to Life, which is out on September 30th. Let's get back into the music, my friends, with something from a band called Pompeii. This is off of the album Assembly, right here in the Music Savage Show.
longer ways. Time to time we try and try. Sometimes it's too late. Sometimes you just have to want to change. I've got to live and learn before dead and gone. Let my freak flag fly, let my hero.
it's a feeling like a born again teen. Got a heartbeat like we're only 16.
Left the good times roll. Why can't
91.5 FM. Music Savage Show. Music right there from JD McPherson. That was a track called Let the Good Times Roll, and that is coming off of the album of the same name. And good old JD McPherson, he's one of my favorites. He's one of our favorites at Music Savage, and he is currently working on a new album, and we couldn't be happier. It's coming out soon, I think. We'll have more word on it when we get more word on it. I'll play some music off of it as soon as we get some. JD McPherson is opening up for Lucius at the House of Blues, and that is next Tuesday, September 20th. So I played some Lucius up ahead of JD McPherson. Born Again Teen off of their latest release, Good Grief, and that's another spectacular album. The Ravenettes up ahead of that, Young and Cold off of their Observator album. The Silks, Live and Learn off of the Providence Band's new album, Turn Me On, which is released July 29th, and it's just fantastic. They are a touring machine. The Silks are playing pretty much everywhere in New England these days, and Turn Me On is getting a lot of airplay and a lot of respect and a lot of love, and it's well-deserved. They're a great band, and it's good to see people finally... not finally, because people have always been catching on, but they're getting a good fan base with this new album and all the touring, and they're great guys. So it's good to see the Silks again, Live and Learn off of their latest album, Turn Me On. And kicking off the set with Pompeii off of the Austin Texans Assembly album. This came out in 2006. I played you a track called 1000 Lights. All right, Music Savage Showtime is dwindling, so let's get back into it with some Talking Heads right here, Music Savage Show. We'll be right back.
And now breathe deep, I'm inhaling. You and I. I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted, I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted, I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted, I'm addicted to you. I'm addicted.
Medford. That's the end of the Music Savage Show, kids. Music right there from Sally Ford and The Sound Outside off of their last album together as a band, Untamed Beast, track called Addicted. Music up ahead of that from Maggie Rogers, the recent NYU graduate, and her new hit single, because everyone loves this song, and why shouldn't they? It's just an amazing song. It's called Alaska. We are looking forward to hearing more from the talented Maggie Rogers, and hopefully that's soon. Cast up ahead of that was Sandstorm from their album All Change, and kicking off the set with some Talking Heads, Take Me to the River from their album More Songs About Buildings and Food. Well, that's it. I hope you enjoyed the Music Savage Show. I'll see you again next week right here, same bat time, same bat station. I'm gonna leave you in the capable hands of Joanne as we kick off Celtic Dawn. That's right, it's time for Celtic Dawn, kids, right here on WMFO Medford. And here's some music from Kind Providence to get things rolling. Enjoy the rest of your week and enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm. in line across the Spanish hills. Our boots were gone, our feet were bled out in the winter chill from Napoleon's men. We beat a long retreat through the frozen mountain snow on to reach our fleet. The women and the children trailed like shadows in behind. Famished for the want of food and weakened by the miles, with frost in their hair and only rags to wear. The thought of their suffering was more than we could bear. The road to La Coruña was harder than hell. The weak and the they died where they fell. On each and every hill we climbed, we strained to see the shore and longed to be sailing on homeward once more. And when we reached Coruña, the French were close at hand. General Moore, he gave his life to make a final stand. We buried him in Spain, wrapped in his martial cloak. And as Napoleon's cannons roared, they boarded us for home.